What have the last 72 hours been like for you?
They've been pretty bad, in all honesty. I mean, the earthquake really caught us by surprise, and then after the earthquake, we were all experiencing quite violent aftershocks, which were keeping us on our toes. My main concern, of course, was just contacting my family back in the UK and my friends here in Japan, my girlfriend, just to make sure that they were okay and to let them know that I was okay.
How easy has communication been? We've heard from some that the only real methods have been very modern methods, the Twitter and the Facebook. Have you had any phone lines out since it started? Obviously, you are right now, but what about at the very beginning?
Oh, yes. At the very beginning, after the earthquake hit, pretty much all the lines went down apart from the hard lines. My phone has 3G access, so I was able to keep contact via Facebook and email. But it's been like that for a while. Only recently, really, have we been able to get back on the cell phone networks.
And John, have you managed to track down and find any of your colleagues?
Not myself personally, but one of my friends took my mountain bike up to Ishinomaki, which got hit pretty badly by the tsunami. And on the way, he came across four of my friends, which we haven't heard from. They were in a shelter taking. They were in a shelter, and that area had no power, so they weren't able to contact us. But he's still looking for his girlfriend up in Ishinomaki, so that's a bit of a concern.
You said that obviously it was a huge shock, the earthquake, as indeed it would be for everyone. But obviously Japan and those in the area will be aware that they're on these fault lines, these plate lines. What was the atmosphere like? There were some of the reports I heard on the television were pretty amazing, because they were saying that far from panic, there was shock, but there was almost an inner course of action that they all knew what they had to do.
Well, we've all experienced earthquakes out here before, but we've been expecting a big one. We just never knew when it was going to happen. But a lot of people here have been saying the big earthquake had been overdue for almost 20 to 30 years. So when this 8.9 earthquake finally occurred, it was very different from our usual lower earthquakes. And you could tell straight away it was very violent. The building was shaking, concrete was falling. And just a general sense of fear in everyone, really.
And are the aftershocks still continuing?
Yes. Since I've been speaking to a few people today, we've had about three or four aftershocks here in Sendai. Well, not really aftershocks. These are just separate earthquakes on their own.
John Michael, what will you be doing now for the rest of the day? What does it hold? Because we're all sat here over in the UK looking at the pictures on the television, which are so hard to take in. I can't imagine what it's like actually being there yourself. What will you do for over the next day or two?
Well, so far our usual plan has been just to get food in the morning, which has become very difficult due to everyone just rationing out food. After that, it's just basically keeping an eye on the news and an eye on the situation with the nuclear power plants. Unfortunately, Sendai is smack in the middle between the Fukushima power plant and the power plant up north near Ishinomaki called Ogawara. So it's a big concern for me, because I'm just out here in the middle and not really sure what to do, if I should relocate myself or if I should just stay put and wait to see how the situation unfolds.
And just lastly, and I know that obviously this may be something you've already thought of, and maybe it's far too early to think about it, you talked about questioning whether you should relocate yourself within the country, but I wonder what your feelings are about long-term being in Japan.
Yes, I mean, being out here, I'm an English teacher, and I teach at two high schools. You've probably seen the footage of Sendai Airport being flooded by the tsunami. One of the high schools that I teach at is closer to the coast than that airport, so I haven't heard anything from my co-workers or my students at that particular school, but I think it's probably safe to say that that school may very well be destroyed. But yes, my company has told me to just remain on standby and listen to the news and act accordingly.